Senator Husted-backed Clarity Act vows to pass it soon. Senator John Husted has come out in support of the Clarity Act, saying he will work to pass the crypto market structure bill as soon as possible. The statement was reported by CoinMarketCap on July 28, 2026, and adds one more Senate voice to a bill that has spent months moving through negotiation rather than to a final vote. Husted's endorsement lands during a stretch where the Clarity Act has become the center of gravity for U.S. crypto policy. The bill aims to settle a question that has dogged the industry for years: which federal agency has authority over which digital assets, and under what conditions a token counts as a security versus a commodity. The commitment on the record. The specific value in Husted's statement is the timeline language. Backing a bill in principle is common. Pledging to work toward passage as soon as possible is a scheduling signal, and scheduling is where the Clarity Act has repeatedly stalled. Majority leader plans for a floor vote have been floated before, with the timing dependent on whether enough senators line up. One senator's support does not put a bill on the calendar. It does shift the count. Market structure legislation of this size needs a durable coalition, and every named backer narrows the gap between a bill that exists on paper and one that reaches a vote. Ground rules for who regulates what. The Clarity Act's core function is jurisdictional. It draws the boundary between the SEC and the CFTC for digital assets, defines when a token is decentralized enough to fall outside securities law, and lays out disclosure and registration paths for projects and intermediaries. For companies building payment and card products on top of crypto rails, that boundary is not academic. It determines licensing, custody rules, and how a stablecoin-funded card program can operate inside U.S. law without guessing at which regulator will knock. The bill has drawn friction along the way. A recent merged draft added a first-ever crypto ethics provision, and Senate Democrats have alternated between opposing the draft and joining the talks. Husted's public backing is a data point that the coalition is still being assembled, not abandoned. A quiet market backdrop. The endorsement arrives against a soft tape. As of July 28, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,458, down 2.5% over 24 hours, with Ethereum around $1,877, down 3.3%, and XRP at $1,006, down 4.4%, per CoinMarketCap's snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 34 in fear territory. Prices did not move on the news, which is the normal pattern for legislative progress. Markets tend to price the vote, not the endorsements that precede it. That gap between political momentum and price reaction is worth keeping in view. Regulatory clarity is a slow-burn catalyst. It changes what U.S. firms can build and offer, and those effects show up in product launches and licensing decisions over quarters, not in a single day's candle. Implications for crypto spending in the U.S. For anyone using crypto cards inside the United States, the Clarity Act matters less for its headlines and more for the operating certainty it would give issuers. Clear rules on custody and asset classification make it easier for providers to launch stablecoin-backed spending products and cashback programs without structuring around regulatory ambiguity. U.S. availability has long been the thinnest part of the crypto card market, and a settled framework is one of the conditions that could widen it. None of that is guaranteed by a single senator's statement. The practical read on Husted's comment is narrow and honest: one more backer, an explicit push for speed, and a bill that still needs to clear a floor vote before any of its rules take effect.